Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on key takeaways from Russian President Vladimir Putin's India visit. The participants are Anil Wadhwa, former ambassador and foreign policy expert, and Manish Pratim Bhuiya, journalist.
Ambassador Wadhwa, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin held wide-ranging talks at the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit on Friday. The summit produced a series of big-ticket outcomes, mostly to further expand our economic and trade engagement with Russia. So after his summit talks with President Putin, Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke about the importance of India-Russia engagement as well. And he said over 8 decades, we have seen a lot of geopolitical headwinds and churn globally, but the friendship between India and Russia remains steadfast like a guiding star. So we are here to discuss about the key outcomes of Prime Minister's extensive talks with President Putin. But before that, let's listen in to Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri, what he has to say about India's relations with Russia.
That this relationship is a constant and it has been there over a period of time. It has been a time-tested relationship. There have been several crises along the way, but they have not affected the fundamentals of this relationship. And the fact that today we are, in a sense, also observing the 25th anniversary of the strategic partnership, it's come a long way. There has been progress in multiple areas.
Ambassador Wadhwa, we signed over a dozen agreements yesterday to further cement our partnership with Russia. But significantly, the economic partnership was the focus in a shift from cooperation in traditional domains of oil and defense. Now both sides are focusing to advance the economic potential of the partnership. How do you see the overall outcomes as well as symbolism of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's summit talks with President Vladimir Putin yesterday?
So I think this current visit of Vladimir Putin in December, I would say a reaffirmation and also incremental recalibration, because this time the visit was set against an unusually stressed global context. So Western pressure on partners to limit ties with Moscow, continued uncertainty around the global energy and commodity markets, and also a rapidly reordering Indo-Pacific strategic landscape. So I think the two leaders embarked on a privileged continuity and pragmatic agenda building, because what we saw was that the visit combined the ritual elements of state diplomacy with a clearly transactional economic thrust, which means a joint roadmap to reorient and enlarge the India-Russia partnership across energy, defense, critical minerals, nuclear and civil cooperation, connectivity and payments, and also a very explicit economic program running through 2030. And when we look at the breadth of the deliverables and the tone of the joint statement, that signals both sides' determination to insulate mutual interests from external pressure and also to diversify cooperation beyond the historical pillars of defense and hydrocarbons, which you mentioned. If you have to sum up the visit, I think it was both a reinforcement and a roadmap, because it reinforced an enduring strategic relationship and also delivered a package of agreements which are designed to broaden that relationship economically and technologically. Then it provided an operational blueprint for that. The 2030 Economic Cooperation Program and the multiple sectoral MOUs that, if implemented, could substantially reshape the contours of our bilateral trade and industrial cooperation. But, you know, if you take a referendum on the summit, it'll obviously come through implementation. That means converting our political will into bankable projects and resilient payment mechanisms, robust logistics and manufacturing linkages, and then a reliable flow of goods and services despite a fraught external environment. So on paper, the ambitions are large. Realizing them will require months and years of sustained technical and sometimes politically sensitive work.
Ambassador Wadhwa, the decision to expand the economic relationship has come at a time India has consistently been pushing for addressing India's concerns over the increasing trade deficit. So basically, I mean, Russia has been, you know, exporting its goods and services to India. That is worth around $65 billion annually. But India's exports to Russia is around $5 billion. So in that context, how significant it is to expand the economic dimension of the relationship?
So I think, you know, this was one of the headline outcomes of the leaders' consensus on an economic cooperation program through 2030 with a concrete trade ambition, that is to raise our bilateral trade towards the 100 billion mark by 2030. Now, that target is significant politically and economically. Politically, because it frames India-Russia ties as a long-term strategic ballast in our foreign policy portfolio, and also economically, because it forces both countries to move beyond the one-off energy and defense transactions towards structural facilitation. So regulatory alignment, easing of non-tariff barriers, banking and payments integration, logistics and investment promotion. So the $100 billion figure actually recurs across official and media accounts, and that was presented as both aspirational and accompanied by practical measures to deepen these market linkages. We saw that the business and investment architecture agreed at the Russia-India Business Forum and accompanying industry events was extensive, because we have seen joint ventures in fertilizers and agro-processing, also some steps to boost critical minerals cooperation, some proposals for joint manufacturing in defense and high-tech sectors, and also calls to foster SME linkages through trade fairs and business delegations. So the economic diplomacy element aimed at leveraging the private sector capabilities this time and channeling a state facilitation towards investment projects with measurable timelines. And the forum outcomes are the practical complement to intergovernmental agreements, which we always sign, but this time it is different because these will decide the pace at which our political targets translate into investment flows. And I also would like to add another thing here, because you know, as far as agriculture, fertilizers, and food security are concerned, they received a renewed emphasis this time, which is a very pragmatic complement to the energy and defense, because given Russia's fertilizer production and India's agricultural scale, you know, the meeting this time produced MOUs and joint ventures, which were aimed at securing raw materials and manufacturing capacity for fertilizers, and also for enhancing cooperation in agri-processing, storage, and seed technologies. So I would say that this is not merely trade facilitation. It is a security of supply play for India's farm sector, and for Russia, a diversification of industrial partnerships and markets for its commodity exports. The fertilizer and agri-value chain agreements are likely to include joint production lines, technology sharing, and trade facilitation measures. And if you then combine it with the financial architecture and payments, these were also dealt with some pragmatism, because we saw that there was emphasis on strengthening bilateral payment mechanisms, including the rupee-ruble arrangement and expanded use of national payment systems to bypass over-reliance on dollar clearing where necessary. And these measures facilitate trade settlement, reduce our currency risk, and also improve transaction speed between businesses. And then, you know, what struck me more was the leader's reference to easing financial and regulatory hurdles. And that includes potential enhanced swap lines, corresponding banking facilitation, and fintech cooperation. These are all designed to operationalize the ambitious trade target, and a more functional bilateral payments architecture will be crucial for scaling the non-energy trade.
Mr. Badwa, definitely the summit was being watched very closely by the Western capitals. Besides the key outcomes, what is the significance of the Modi-Putin summit in terms of messaging? Because there was significant amount of pressure on India also to snap energy ties with Russia. And in that background, the reaffirmation that India and Russia will start a new path for economic partnership. So how do you see the overall outcome in the context of the geopolitical scenario?
I think this visit re-emphasized the mutual respect for each other, despite the fact that there is global atmosphere today, which tends to mitigate, to go against what India and Russia have built together in the past. But I think they stood quite firm in terms of their consensus on cooperation. And that is what is most significant. Particularly, I would pick up energy and fuel security, Because that's a symbolic thread in the light of the pressures that India and Russia have both faced on Indian imports of Russian oil, for instance, in the recent past. Putin, he publicly assured of uninterrupted oil shipments to India, and this was a loud reaffirmation of the supplier-buyer relationship that we have deepened since 2022, when discounted Russian crude became a major source for Indian refiners. And India's need for reliable supplies for its refining and petrochemical sectors and Russia's imperative to find dependable markets also made energy a natural focus point this time. There have been some follow-up commitments to that also on continued seaborne crude exports, cooperation in energy, and a framework for longer-term energy supply arrangements. These are a pragmatic hedge for India against volatile spot markets while signaling Russia's intent to retain India as a core energy partner despite the external political pressures. There's also another, you know, notable development which happened during the visit, and that was that, you know, as far as the leaders' joint press conference is concerned. So it was very notable for what the tone was as much as the content, because here India emphasized mutual respect, strategic autonomy, and its desire to diversify its partnerships, and President Putin emphasized reliability of the Russian supplies and partnership resilience. On the Ukraine war, which was, you know, the pronouncement must have been watched very carefully around the world, and other geopolitical flashpoints, and the statements were very calibrated because India reiterated its preference for peace and diplomacy while avoiding overt criticism of Moscow, and Russia framed the relationship as mutually respectful and resistant to external coercion. So this balancing act is reflective of India's broader foreign policy posture, which is to maintain historic ties with Russia while deepening engagement with the Western partners. And so press exchanges, I think, function as both diplomacy and signaling to multiple audiences. And it must have been watched, again, as I said, very closely around the world. But the issue which I would like to also flag here, given the world situation today, is that, you know, for observers, the key takeaway would be that durable partnerships are built as much on mutual economic interdependence and institutional facilitation as on diplomatic rhetoric. And I think this visit in 2025, December, was intended to advance exactly that kind of project.
Mr. Badu, I want to understand your perspective on the migration and mobility agreement that both sides signed, and that is being seen as very, very significant.
You know, as far as the migration and mobility agreement is concerned, India and Russia have been discussing this quite some time now. It's about getting temporary labor to move from one state, that is India, in the territory of another state, which is Russia. And also, along with that, is the other factor of combating irregular migration. So on both these counts, we were able to come to an agreement. And I think in the long term, given the shortage of manpower in Russia, this will become a major area of cooperation between India and Russia. It will allow Indian skilled workers to migrate in an orderly manner into Russia, and also make sure that they hone their skills in the energy sector, for instance, in the construction and building sector, for instance, in a regulated manner. And that is the most important aspect of this. So both these agreements, I would say, are very important from that perspective.
And Mr. Badua, thank you so very much for giving a detailed perspective on India-Russia summit talks that took place yesterday and its outcomes, as well as the overall significance of the summit meeting between Prime Minister Modi and President Putin. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on key takeaways from Russian President Vladimir Putin's India visit. The participants were Anil Wadhwa, former ambassador and foreign policy expert, and Manish Pratim Bhuiya, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You may listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044. Spotlight.